So the protocol is any boat that's been out in the ocean with no exposure for more than 21 days, that information will be left known to the task force. And if they're coming in to bring their cargo, knowing that they've been in ocean, open ocean, with no exposure to any other vessels or any other ports for more than 21 days, then that's when they're allowed to come through. This particular vessel has been out in the ocean with no exposure for 45 days after leaving the port in from Ecuador. So they moved in to bring their crew. However, in order for them to offload their cargo, they needed the help of our local Stephen Doering crew. So we needed them to come into port in order for us to test them to make sure that nobody is carrying the virus before we expose any of our Stephen Doering crew to them when they need to offload their cargo. So that's why they came into port, test to test, and then we sent them back up.
So we really go by what they say, that out at sea, that they haven't come into contact with another vessel.
It is our understanding. It is requirement. All vessels have to take log of where they've been and what other vessels they come into contact with. And I think these logs are monitored closely by our local Coast Guard and also our Department of Health folks here. And so we look at the log, where they've been, and assess their risk of exposure before giving any recommendation to the task force of what to do with the boats.
Okay.